it is a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dollar Doc program. And we're joined here today. The director of the FHN Foundation, Alan Yvonne, is with us here today. Hey, Al, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. Your topic is the Food Fight Against Cancer event. You're the executive director of the FHN Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your role at the foundation and the role that the foundation plays at the FHN.
Sure, absolutely. The FHN Foundation is here to help augment and expand on everything that FHN is doing to improve health and wellness in the region we serve. And the way we do that is by connecting people who are passionate about healthcare to the different healthcare needs in the region. And we're just very honored and blessed that there are so many individuals, organizations, and companies in the region that want to see health and wellness improved. So they make gifts that help things, whether it's facilities, patient care, equipment, staff training and education, and some of the community health needs. So that's our role.
Al, I know that you have the Food for Fight Against Cancer event coming up. It sounds like a real fun fundraiser. Tell us about it.
Yeah, when most people think of a food fight, they're probably thinking back to Animal House and John Belushi starting a massive fight in the cafeteria, but ours is a little different. What we did was we reached out to different food vendors across the region, and we asked them to come in and put themselves to the test to see which of them would be voted on by the attendees as serving the best food in the region. So we have five vendors who have stepped up to the plate to the challenge, and they're each going to be preparing some different food items, and the guests who are in attendance will get to sample the items and then cast their votes, and the winning food provider not only gets the bragging rights, but does actually receive a traveling trophy they can proudly display, showing that they won the food fight. And of course, all of the proceeds will go to benefit the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center and make a direct impact on patients with a diagnosis of oncology and impact them and their loved ones.
Al, tell us how much tickets are.
Yeah, tickets for the event are $35 for a single ticket. It is $65 for two tickets or $125 for four tickets for the event.
All right. Tell us who's going to be there at the food fight.
Yeah. Well, the first food vendor we have is Hilldale, and they're going to be providing a charcuterie table. Then we have Logan's, who is going to be offering prime rib sliders on a pretzel bun with fruit kebabs. You have the Traveling Chef, which is providing barbecue pulled pork sliders, a pasta salad, and chocolate chip cookie bars. The Wagner House is doing something interesting. They're providing pig candy, which I believe is a form of candied bacon. And then you have Aramark Food Service that's offering gazpacho soup with a shrimp garnish and Thai chicken lettuce wraps. So some tasty treats for the evening.
Wow, you're making me hungry this morning here already. So, you know, $35 and you can eat it all, try it all?
Correct, absolutely. And then you get to vote on it to see which one was your favorite.
Wow, that's a deal. Tell us about, there's musical entertainment too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to be having a DJ at the event who will be playing music, kind of some background and some kind of ambiance during the food tasting. And then once the food tasting's done and we've cast our votes and determined a winner, the DJ is going to switch over. And for those who are bold and daring, we're going to offer karaoke for the evening.
All right. That sounds like fun, too. You have a number of event sponsors, Al. Tell us about the main sponsors.
Yeah. Winter Construction is our premier sponsor for the event, and they've been a wonderful partner with the foundation, and they do a lot of wonderful work here in our region. We have Dr. Maria Laporta, and the Rockford Anesthesiologist Association is another one of our wonderful sponsors, and the Morse Group here in Freeport. Those three have been the main sponsors for the event, and we're just very fortunate and blessed that we have several other groups that have also stepped up and are contributing to make a difference in the program.
Now, proceeds from the event go to 100% of the proceeds go to support the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Tell us a little bit about the center.
Yeah, the Cancer Center here was actually started back in the 1990s. It was actually the first project the FHN Foundation worked on. And the reason the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center was established was because one of the barriers to healthcare that rural patients have is transportation and distance to care. And so we have built a world-class cancer center right here in the region that can serve people from northwestern Illinois and southern Wisconsin so that you don't have to travel too far from home to get the care you need. Everything from the latest technology and linear accelerators to just personalized care, whether you're getting chemo, radiation, or other treatments. And it's close to home.
Exactly. And for family members who are, you know, it just makes it so much easier for family members. They don't have to, you know, run, you know, basically take a full day to Rockford or Madison, but can just stay local, not only for the family members, but also for the member of your family that does have cancer as well. Makes a huge difference. What other types of support does the foundation provide for FHN?
Yeah, well, this year alone, we've actually been able to award more than $780,000 in funding for various projects at FHN. One of the big ones most people have heard about most recently is the VELYS knee robotic surgery assistant that is being used here at FHN for people with knee surgeries. But we've also done things from nursing scholarships for other healthcare professionals. We have funded things like a new nurse call system for the cancer center this year. And we're here, basically, the departments at FHN, the staff members, and the community get a chance to turn in requests for funding. They are reviewed for our board, and we try to help as much as we can to make a difference in health and wellness so that we can continue to provide healthcare excellence for our communities.
I remind us, date, time, and location, Food Fight Against Cancer.
Yeah, it is this Friday, August 19th. The event is at the Wagner House in Freeport, Illinois. It starts at 6 p.m., and we're planning to allow the event to run as late as 10 o'clock in the evening.
All right, sounds good. Where can people find out more information?
Sure, they can go to FHN.org. And when they're there, they can not only read about the event, but there is a link for them to buy the tickets and come out and support the patients with a diagnosis of oncology.
Al, great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
So thank you very much, Scott. Have a great day.
Director of the FHN Foundation, Al Ivan, here today. And that is Dial a Doc, brought to you today. Yeah, and I know we've had several people texting in terms of the clicking problem that is there. It's a problem that the phone line is causing between here and in Freeport. We'll have to figure out what to do. We had problems last time with FHN on the a different problem that we had with their connection with us as well. Let's see, FHN.org, that's the place to go. And the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. This is the Morning Mess.